The Boston Public School System is working to address a diversity problem. 86% of its students are Black, Latino, or Asian, but just over 35% of its staff are minorities. The school system is trying to attract more minority teachers with a fast-track teaching program. As part of a project with our Edify team this school year, WBUR's Tanya Mosley is spending time with one of the new teachers as he finds his way.
The piercing shriek of the alarm clock wakes Daryl Anand from a deep sleep. It's a rough way to wake up, especially at this hour.
It's now 4:50 in the morning. Time to get started.
Anand quietly slips past his sleeping fiancé and 11-month-old daughter. Here is his daily routine, a rush to beat the morning traffic from Worcester to Roxbury, an hour and a half commute, one way. Anand is a first-year teacher at Madison Park Vocational High School. Before teaching, Anand ran his own shoe business. He put off law school last year to be a part of a one-year accelerated teaching program through Boston Public Schools. Madison Park was a deliberate choice.
So this was the only place that I applied to, because it was the only place that I was going to come.
Madison Park Vocational. It's a behemoth of a school, an endless span of concrete that fills an entire city block. There are more than 900 students, 50% Latino, just over 40% Black. More than half of the students live below the poverty line. It is chronically underperforming and has gone through 5 leaders in 5 years. But to understand why Anand chose Madison, you first have to understand where he's coming from. Daryl Anand is the only child of a white mother and a father from Africa. He grew up in Shrewsbury, a tough place, he says, to be a Black kid. Anand still remembers the name of the other Black student in his graduating class. Only a handful of his teachers were minorities.
My classroom experience, not seeing my peers that really look like me and share my experience, is very different from the day-to-day experience of my students here, where they have a classroom where it might be entirely Black and brown students.
So while he could have chosen to teach in one of the high-performing high schools, Anand believes the kids here at this school need to see someone who looks like him leading the class. Nearly 2 months into the school year, and Anand and his students are still getting to know each other. On this day, a stream of 10th graders make their way into Anand's U.S. history class. Some speak, others plop down into their chairs, tired before the class has even begun. The hall pass to the restroom is a valuable commodity.
How are your kids relating to you so far?
Colorfully.
What does that mean?
I mean, you never, it's like, Forrest Gump in the box of chocolates. You never know what you're going to get.
Many of Anand's students are English language learners, and their backgrounds are varied. He's still learning about the complicated worlds many of them come from. But Anand is connecting. A few weeks ago, the students were assigned a Tell Us About You project, and they were excited to share their heritage, hailing from places like Puerto Rico, Barbados, Haiti, and Trinidad. And Anand thinks they enjoyed hearing about his heritage, too. The walls in his room are sparsely covered with posters of Black leaders like Martin Luther King Jr., Cornel West, and Malcolm X. They're uplifting quotes like this one from Andy Warhol that says, "The idea is not to live forever, but to create something that will." Anand never realized till now how hard it is to decorate an entire classroom.
I have a big, increasing everyday respect for the work that the educators that I work with do. Coming in as a first-year teacher, starting everything from scratch, and seeing what's established in some of the other classrooms, what I have to get towards myself. So today we're going to be working on the homestead strike, and we're going to be doing a little bit with evidence-based claims.
Anand pulls out an old-style projector to show the students a clip of a documentary on the homestead strike. Earlier in the day, he put up pieces of cloth he found to cover the windows so that the students could see the images without the harsh glare of light coming in. It's still hard to make out. Anand doesn't have a projector screen, so the images play over the chalkboard. It is a glimpse into the challenges of teaching at an urban school.
Okay, so what did you guys see in that? What did you guys see in the video?
The steel workers was furious at Frick.
As Anand sorts out his new role, he's quick to say He has no regrets about choosing teaching over law school. The biggest challenge right now is managing work-life balance. He spends every Sunday mapping out lesson plans and sorting through paperwork. But those are little things, he says, because overall, he's happy.
You know, it puts me in a place where I feel like I can be the best father to my daughter. I can be the best man when I get home because I bring that positivity that I get from work home with me.
His goals this year? To figure out his teaching style, find a way to manage all of the paperwork, and cut down his 3-hour round-trip commute by finding a home closer to Madison Park. Most of all, Anand wants to build a deeper connection with the students, to show his students that Black men can be and are teachers. For 90.9 WBUR and Edify, I'm Tanya Mosley.